Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Brief answers to the big questions: is Stephen Hawking's accessible final synthesis of the ideas that shaped his public life as a scientist and communicator, built around the questions he was most often asked? The book aims to connect everyday curiosity with modern physics, from the origins of the universe to the future of humanity. Hawking writes for general readers, keeping the mathematics in the background while emphasizing the core logic behind big scientific claims. Along the way, he also addresses the cultural and ethical implications of scientific progress, arguing that the choices societies make about technology, education, and global cooperation will matter as much as any discovery. The result is not a technical textbook, but a guided tour of the concepts and debates that define contemporary cosmology and our place within it. It works as an entry point for readers who want to think more clearly about science, meaning, and long-term human survival. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, origins and the structure of the universe. A central thread in the book is the attempt to explain how the universe began and how we can know anything about that beginning. Hawking frames cosmology as an evidence-driven story, built from observations, models, and testable predictions rather than speculation. Readers are introduced to key pillars such as the expanding universe, the cosmic background radiation, and the role of gravity in shaping cosmic history. The discussion typically moves from earlier ideas about a static cosmos toward the modern picture of a dynamic universe with a deep past. Hawking's approach is to reduce intimidating concepts to their essential claims, helping readers see why certain explanations are preferred by scientists. He also highlights how scientific understanding evolves, with old models replaced when new data arrives. This topic anchors the rest of the book because it places humanity inside a much larger narrative, where our planet is a tiny part of a vast system governed by universal laws. By the end, the reader has a clearer sense of how cosmologists connect the biggest questions to concrete measurements and why origin stories in science look different from philosophical or religious accounts. Secondly, black holes and the limits of knowledge. Hawking is closely associated with black holes, and the book uses them as a gateway to some of the most profound tensions in modern physics. Black holes are not presented as mere cosmic curiosities, but as laboratories where gravity, quantum theory, and information collide. Hawking explains why black holes form, what their boundaries imply, and how they challenge intuitive ideas about matter and time. He also addresses the puzzle of what happens to information when objects fall in, a question that exposes gaps in our current theories. Rather than drowning readers in equations, he emphasizes the conceptual stakes: if our fundamental laws cannot agree in extreme environments, then our understanding is incomplete. This section also models how scientists handle uncertainty. Hawking shows that disagreement and open problems are not weaknesses but engines for progress. For general readers, the benefit is twofold: black holes become understandable as real astrophysical objects, and they also serve as a concrete example of how far human knowledge has reached and where it still breaks down. The topic encourages intellectual humility while keeping the excitement of discovery front and center. Thirdly, God, meaning, and the scientific way of explaining. The book engages with questions about God and meaning by clarifying what science can and cannot do. Hawking's focus is not on theology as a discipline, but on the type of explanation that physics offers. He argues that once nature is described through consistent laws, many phenomena that once looked like direct interventions can be understood as consequences of those laws. In this view, asking why the universe exists may not yield the same kind of answer as asking how it behaves. Hawking encourages readers to separate emotional comfort from explanatory power, and to appreciate that scientific explanations can be awe-inspiring without requiring supernatural assumptions. At the same time, he treats these questions as important because they shape how people interpret human significance and responsibility. By discussing the boundaries of scientific knowledge, he invites readers to think carefully about what counts as evidence, what counts as an argument, and how personal beliefs interact with public reasoning. This topic is valuable for readers who want to navigate heated debates more thoughtfully. It does not demand that everyone share the same worldview, but it pushes toward a shared method for evaluating claims about the natural world. Fourthly, humanity's future technology, risk, and survival. A major emphasis of the book is that the biggest questions are not only cosmic but practical. Can humanity survive and flourish over the long term? Hawking examines technological acceleration as both promise and threat, pointing to areas where progress could transform life and areas where it could amplify catastrophe. He is concerned with existential risks, including conflict, environmental disruption, and powerful technologies that outpace ethical and political oversight. Rather than offering simplistic optimism or pessimism, he argues for realism combined with proactive planning. The message is that scientific literacy is not a luxury, It is a civic necessity in a world where decisions about energy, weapons, biology, and computing have global consequences. He also highlights the importance of international cooperation, since many of the largest risks ignore borders. This topic connects the grandeur of cosmology to everyday choices about education, governance, and how societies allocate attention and resources. Readers come away with an argument that curiosity should lead to responsibility. But if we can understand the universe well enough to build transformative tools, we must also build institutions and norms capable of using them wisely. Lastly, space, time, and the possibility of leaving Earth, Hawking often returns to the idea that humanity should think beyond Earth, not as science fiction escapism, but as strategic long-term thinking. The book explores how space and time are understood in modern physics, while also asking what expanding into space could mean for human resilience. The scientific side helps readers grasp why traveling and living beyond Earth is so difficult, given the constraints imposed by physics, biology, and engineering. The broader argument is that a single planet species faces vulnerabilities, and that diversification could reduce the chance that one disaster ends human civilization. Hawking ties this to the human drive for exploration, presenting it as a source of innovation and unity when directed toward shared goals. Importantly, the discussion does not treat space settlement as an excuse to neglect problems on Earth. Instead, it is framed as parallel thinking protect the home planet while developing capabilities that increase options for the future. This topic gives the book a forward-looking arc. It invites readers to see physics as a living enterprise that shapes the next century, influencing not only what we know but what we can choose to become. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a clear, non-technical guide to modern cosmology and its implications, including students, curious general readers, and anyone who has followed Hawking's public work and wants a compact overview of his late career thinking. It is also valuable for readers who enjoy big-picture questions but prefer arguments grounded in scientific reasoning rather than abstract speculation. The benefit to daily life is less about memorizing facts and more about building habits of thought, distinguishing evidence from assertion, becoming comfortable with uncertainty, and seeing how scientific models connect to real-world decisions about technology and risk. Compared with many popular science books that focus narrowly on one domain, this one ranges across cosmology, black holes, philosophy-adjacent questions, and the future of civilization, making it a versatile single purchase for readers who want breadth. Hawking's distinctive strength is clarity under compression. He reduces intimidating subjects to their essential stakes and keeps the focus on why they matter. If you want an accessible gateway to the most asked questions about our universe, paired with a sober call for responsible progress, this book is worth buying and revisiting. If you would like to support Stephen Hawking, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.